Okay, Councillor Burns, re-elected again?
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. I mean, I've always only ever wanted to be an elected local councillor. I've never stood for any other office, and I'm really, really pleased to be given a vote of confidence again for another 5 years. And I'll work tirelessly for the residents of Fountainbridge Clay Hill for the remaining 5 years of this term now.
Have you got any comment on the ward result? Because it was a bit of a surprise, I think, even to Gavin Corbett, who got in for the Greens.
I'm actually not surprised. I mean, first of all, I should say huge congratulations to Gavin. I've known Gavin since the devolution campaign in 1997, so we're not just now political friends, but I consider him a personal friend as well. So I'm really, really pleased for him. He's a very well-known local activist, and it's a stunning result for Gavin personally. And I'm delighted for him. For me personally, and obviously I've come second. I was second before in 2007, and I think the Conservatives will be disappointed to lose a place in Ward 9. But you know, I'm just delighted to be re-elected.
What do you think explains the Conservative loss there?
I think it probably is a combination of a sitting Labour councillor plus a well-known Green activist in the local area has squeezed out a lot of that vote, and a lot of the collapse in the Lib Dem vote has gone not just to the SNP, but it's also gone to I would suggest, to Gavin and some to me, but mostly obviously to the Greens.
And so, I mean, we've obviously seen a few results come in now. How are you feeling? How's it shaping up for Labour?
Well, we've got 9 wards in now, and it's pretty much neck and neck. I think it's too early to say for definite. There's still almost half the council still to be elected. So I'm not going to predict any overall outcome, and we'll certainly be taking our time to reflect on the final result at the end of this afternoon. We're not going to rush into any quick decisions.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Cheers.